All the Hits, 107.7 The Beat. Welcome back. On the phone with me is Ani. She is the program manager for the Rethink Waste Project at the Environmental Center here in Bend. Thanks so much, Ani, for being on the phone with me.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
As I do a little recap from last month, we talked about how the Environmental Center is an educational nonprofit, and its aim is to embed sustainability into everyday life here in Central Oregon. Now, your project is specific with waste, so I want to dive into the world of recycling, because that is a completely different bin that you have at your house, and there's some rules of things that can and cannot be recycled. So I want to ask you, just to start off, what's the most surprising thing people learn that they can't recycle?
Yeah, well, I think that especially in Bend, where people are moving here from all over the place, there are different rules in every jurisdiction about what can and can't go in. So it's very confusing. And one thing that they do in other jurisdictions is anything with the recycling symbol can go in the bin. And that's just not true. That symbol, the chasing arrow symbol, does not mean something is or isn't recyclable. What it does is the number inside tells us what kind of chemical it is made from. So plastic cups are not recyclable, plastic clamshells, paper cups are not recyclable in our curbside bin. So it's kind of confusing to really understand and to get behind everything. But one thing to think about is plastics are there are very few plastics that can actually be recycled. So getting on top of that is probably the most important.
Yeah, especially because, like you said, those plastic clamshells, they're, you know, like what you would get a mixed lettuce in. Is that what you're describing as a clamshell? Like you can't recycle those?
Right. That is not recyclable. And the clamshells that your takeout food comes in, the paper ones,
sure,
or the plastic ones that are clear or the plastic ones that are opaque, none of that goes into recycling.
Now, where's a place people can go to figure out what is appropriate to recycle?
On our website, we have all those resources, rethinkwasteproject.org/recycle. And we have tips about how to tell what is and isn't recyclable there. And anyone can also just email me directly, ani@envirocenter.org, with questions.
Perfect. Now, also, how about electronics? Like, I've got an old laptop I haven't touched in years, but I can't just throw that away. And it's not like it's going to work. It's done. It's had its time. Can I recycle something like that?
Well, you can recycle something like that, but it doesn't go in your curbside bin. You can take it to a few different places around. Oregon actually has an e-cycles program that will take printers, laptops, computers, and peripherals, so your keyboard and your mouse, and they will recycle it. A drop-off location at Not Landfill, Deschutes Recycling, has a space over there where they take all kinds of different recyclables, including electronics. Electronics can also be taken back to the place where you bought them. So Best Buy has a recycling program, for example, as well.
Wow, that's interesting to know.
And it's crazy. I mean, your cell phone is not part of that program, but cell phones don't really have a good recycling program. But it's best to try to extend their life as much as possible and repair them when you can and kind of prolong their life instead of tossing them.
Any last tips on recycling you'd like to share?
Just make sure you know what does go in the bin and what doesn't, because people, you know, putting the wrong thing in the bin can really mess up the whole system. For example, one thing to keep in mind is that you shouldn't put your recyclables in a bag before putting them in your recycling bin. Just keep them all clean and loose and free of debris, and keep those plastic bags out of there.
Great words of advice, because it's so easy to just keep your, you know, bin underneath the sink that has a plastic lining to it. But you're right, that plastic lining, that bag is not recyclable.
Not in our curbside bin. You can take those down to your grocery store and recycle them there. Any kind of plastic film they have a little bin at Safeway and Albertsons and Fred Meyer and some other places in town, but not in your curbside bin.
Neat. It's neat to know, like Best Buy, Safeway, it's like everybody's joining in together to make this an effort. That's cool.
Yeah. And there are other kinds of recycling that happen around the county. Our PackTech beverage holders that your six pack of beer comes in, that one you can take to different breweries around town. We'll collect those and recycle them for you.
Well, thank you so much, Ani, for being just the expert on this. And I know that it can, you know, there's a lot of details to it. So where can people go to get a better map and explanation of what exactly is recyclable?
You can head on over to our website at rethinkwasteproject.org/recycle for all kinds of information about what is and isn't recyclable curbside or otherwise in Deschutes County. Or you can just email me, Ani@envirocenter.org.
Perfect. Thanks so much, Ani. I look forward to catching up more next month.
Great. Thanks.
It's Megan in the Morning with all the hits on 107.7 The Beat.